Well, welcome back to the podcast. I am super excited about the guest that we have today. It's Julia Hampton. She is a friend and she is a business owner and she has an incredible business and I cannot wait to have you learn from her. So welcome, Julia. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So why I wanted to have you on the show is that you are in this like super special place with your business. I see it as like a really beautiful stage of your business where you're working your business at the same time as you have some other jobs, right? And you are growing your business all the while. And so this is like the reality of so many entrepreneurs. Like it's so real. It's so real. And so because you are in the mix of it, because it's like in, like it's happening right now, I thought it'd be so interesting and so inspiring to talk about what that looks like, mm-hmm. how it feels, how you balance it, like what actually comes up in the process of that. I'm so excited to dig in.
Great.
But first, what is your business mm-hmm. and who do you serve?
I am a nutrition counselor and intuitive eating coach, and I serve anyone who is interested in having more confidence and ease in eating and finding a way to take care of themselves and find full mind, body, spirit wellness outside of the trappings of diet culture, which we're so conditioned to kind of think of ourselves as a problem, a project, something that needs to be fixed. And we get stuck in this cycle and frustration with how to eat and take care of ourselves and being on a plan and off a plan. And so what I do with people is kind of deconstruct all of that and help people become more in tune and connected with themselves and their body so that they can create the wellness from that place of connection, and that it's not about what everybody else is telling them they're supposed to do, but connection with that wisdom within themselves so that they can trust themselves around their choices, they can feel really confident, and have the full wellness that they're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, I love what you're doing and it is so important and it's so meaningful and it resonates so deeply with me. So thank you for one, for doing this work. And for two, I went on your website and I love what first comes up on the homepage. It says that you personally are a recovering people pleaser and perfectionist, a former chronic dieter, and an ally for those wanting to feel comfortable in their body and have freedom around food. And I read that and I just go, oh, like somebody who understands, like somebody who knows what it's like. Do you get that feedback?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I actually had a client the other day bring up that very thing.
Oh,
they were
really?
Like, so you said on your website that you're a recovering people pleaser and perfectionist. Yeah. Please tell me more about that. She's like, can we start working on that a little bit? So yeah, I definitely have people that resonate with that. And it's very interesting because those things are very connected to being in diet culture. So mm-hmm. this idea that something is wrong with us perpetuates this idea that we're not enough. And we have to be doing things to fix ourselves, which means that we have to be perfectionists and people and please those outside of ourselves, because we're constantly looking outside of ourselves for the information and feedback that we're okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of these really root causes to why we get stuck in kind of pursuing all of these diets and fixating on needing to look a certain way in order to be okay, be happy, find the idea. It's like chasing an idea of wellness versus really embodying it. And so it's been interesting because I've worked with all of these concepts in my relationship with food. I have my own story around that. And in this process of being an entrepreneur, recognizing how deeply rooted those things are in me. So they're all coming up around this process of being an entrepreneur. And so that's been a really interesting
thing. I was drawing the same parallel as well. And I think that's part of the reason it resonates deeply with me is that when I was looking on your site and all the language that you're using, it's like it can apply to like eating and wellness, and it could apply to business, like that external focus, that perfectionism, the people pleasing, the like trying, like, am I doing it right? And am I doing it right? Like, do you like what I'm doing? Am I good enough? Like, it all feels so familiar.
Yeah, and that's why it's my work is so rewarding with people because we'll start working on stuff around people's relationship with food, and then because we're working on these kind of root causes and reconnecting themselves with more deeply who they are at the core, it starts having this ripple effect to all these different areas of their life. Like I've had people's relationships improve. They've made changes in their job. I have a client who is like putting their notice in and doing all of this research and like shifting their career because they're just realizing because once they start getting in line with themselves and in tune with what their body's telling them and what their emotions are telling them around how to take care of themselves, people start recognizing where they're out of alignment in other areas in their life.
That totally makes sense. It's like you just land in yourself and you're like, oh, wait, what a second, wait a second. This is who I am. This is what I value. And everything needs to shift from that point. And I want to give you the reflection that, like, when I was looking on your website and was reading through everything, the way in which you present what you do feels so loving and so caring that it made me think, like, this is exactly what you're guiding people to experience with their own bodies. It felt very like that, like what you, the approach you take feels very much like what you're guiding people to, how to approach themselves. It felt so spacious and so loving, and there was an intuitiveness, and it's just a lot of compassion. Like it comes through on every page with every word of your website.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for that feedback. That is definitely what I was trying to communicate.
Yeah, I was inspired, like, ooh, yeah, like this looks really interesting. So when you bring it back to your business, because this is like the thing that you really want to be growing, what is your relationship like with your business right now?
I'm actually in a really good, inspired place. I've gone through a lot of growing pains in terms of trying to work with the challenges that have come up in myself and my concept of what it means to be an entrepreneur, my relationship with money, my definition of success, and if I'm meeting that or not, and then what that means about me. And I've gotten to a place of more freedom and ease and trusting the process. And it's one of those things where like I knew in my head I had to get to this place in order for there to be more flow of energy and more flow of clients coming through. And I also knew that it just was going to take time. And so many people were like, "Oh, you've only been doing that for that long? Like it takes so many more years to really like grow that connection." And I think that I got fooled by a lot of information that's out there with online businesses and all of the marketing that's out there around like you can be making X amount in 6 months kind of thing and getting caught up in that, which is funny because that's like what diets tell you and
I was
getting
thinking the
caught up
exact
in
same
that.
thing. Yeah.
And like that whole idea of like I'm gonna prove myself, you know, I'm
Yeah.
gonna and so I've found I had a business, I had a marketing coach that was finally found someone that was gonna work with me really individually and help me to find a way of expressing myself, practice my writing and expressing myself and also how to approach marketing in a way that's really going to work for me. So it's sort of like I shifted from let me try to put myself into these marketing boxes and these business boxes to try to make it work the way that other people say. And then I like figured out that I was doing that and I shifted into I need one-on-one support and I need to really figure out honor myself and who I am as a person and as a practitioner, and then how does having this as a business, how does that align with me and how can I find ways of doing marketing and reaching out in a way that feels aligned to me, my energy, my voice. And it, you know, it's a process and it's one of those things where I'm like, I look back at it and I'm kind of like, I don't really know how I could have done it any other way. Like, part of me knew, even in the times of being really struggling with it, that it was like I knew I had to go through that at growth in order to get to the place that I feel like I am right now.
And like that's what was the path, that's the path that was available to you at that time when
Exactly.
you were starting out. So what did it feel like when you were looking for the box to fit in? Like, what were the thoughts? What were the feelings?
There was such a sense of urgency. I felt so clear about what I was doing. I had for months, like the business plan I originally created when I got out of nutrition, my nutrition master's program, is like still like what I was sharing with you that I just finished a poster and all of the registration stuff for a workshop that's coming up on improving your digestion by connecting more with your body. And like that was one of my original thoughts, was like providing workshops. And so it's just interesting because all of a sudden I got in like this sense of urgency around needing to like the idea of making money quickly, like that was going to prove that I was successful if I was like getting a lot of people through the door.
So was the feeling almost like panic, like I've got to make this happen, or was it
Yeah,
like,
a little
yeah.
bit. And there was inspiration from all of these different people I was like following and learning from, and but it was also like very similar to diet. When you get on a diet, it's sort of like, if I fit myself into this formula, I'm gonna get like X result. So it was very familiar, that feeling like when you first get on a diet and you're like, okay, I'm gonna follow the rules, I'm gonna go do the grocery shopping, I'm gonna do the meal planning, and like it's all gonna work out, and I'm gonna, you know. And so you like you're holding this vision of yourself in the future, but there's something disconnected in the way that you're like moving through, and that sense of urgency and that sense of, and really at the core of it, it was looking for this outside marker of income, of amount of people, you know, amount of clients, that I was looking for to validate myself as an entrepreneur.
Oh my gosh, I told that totally hits so deep for me because I have experienced the same thing. I mean, diet culture wise and entrepreneur wise of like following different people and doing different programs and like going through their steps and like thinking, having some thought that like when I reach the end of this, everything's gonna be great, right? Like I'm gonna have figured it out. And then at some point in the process, it goes, I go, ah, this isn't fitting and I don't know what it is. And my pattern in the past has been to go find the next thing, right? And similar to a diet, it's like, well, then I'll try the next diet. But and so how did you make that transition of like, I'm not even going to look at the other boxes. I'm creating my own. Like, how did you do that?
Well, it was kind of an ongoing process, because I think that I learned things from all the things that I tried, right? Like, and I gained the things that resonated with me stuck. And then I was able to, because sometimes you have to try things to figure out what doesn't work. And so, for example, one of the programs that I did early on got me into having a Facebook group, right? And so then I'm like, this is gonna be the thing. And gave me all the templates and all of the, you know, all the things to do for the Facebook group, right? So I got, you know, 75 people in my group. I felt really great. I really worked the content and, you know, tried all the different engagement things. And there were issues with like the way that I had funneled people into the group. So it wasn't necessarily my ideal client, and so the engagement wasn't necessarily there. So like the group didn't take off. I don't have 1,000 people. It's not generating clients or income. But the process of practicing like my content and my voice through that venue and showing up for lives and doing things imperfectly, like doing one of the first people I followed was it was all about massive imperfect action. And that like really resonated with me. And this platform of trying out a Facebook group, it really served me in the space, in the learning process I was in about gaining confidence with my own content and creating my own content and trying things out and create, like I ended up creating a whole process of working with your body image through that because I was like creating it for the group. So
Oh, yeah.
it's sort of like every piece along the way. So then it was like, okay, how much of Facebook and how much of groups like is really going to work for me? And so it's sometimes you try other people's things out, but then it always has to be coming back to myself and saying, okay, is the way that I'm excited about this like this? I'm looking for the answer from outside of me, or is this resonating with me on a deeper level? Do I feel at peace with it? Does it feel like something I can actually sustain? Can I picture myself doing this 5 years from now, or does this feel like I did this and it was exciting for a month, and now I'm going to get burnt out on it based on my energy level or my interest or whatever.
God, I love that so much. So what I'm hearing is that like you are just in constant dialogue with yourself, and it's like letting go of the external like validation is the word I'm looking for, and approval from someone else seeing that you're doing all of the right things. It's just like really feeling into what works and also giving yourself permission to change it or to like completely end whatever it was that is not working. Like I've totally done that. I've thought things were going to be like an awesome fit for me, and then once I'm doing it, I'm like, that happened to me with the Facebook group. It's like this actually is taking energy from me. It doesn't feel good. Like this isn't inspiring me, and I don't feel creative when I'm doing it. And it's like I need to close this chapter and do something else. And like that is so okay. Like to give yourself permission. I hear so much permission in what you're saying. Yeah. So one of the things that we have talked about, and we talked about this in an email exchange, is all about success. And you mentioned this earlier. And success is one of those like kind of wonky things that's really valued a lot in our society, like to be successful. But the definition of success is really kind of a bit fuzzy, right? And it's one of those things that's like hard to determine, are we being successful or not? And you mentioned in an email that it's been really challenging to determine whether you have a successful business and you're being successful within your business. Can you, and I just want to say like this is so valid and so good and so juicy. I want to spend some time here because this is where a lot of entrepreneurs get kind of tripped up and just in kind of some mind drama around it. So, will you share your experience around success and where you're at with it?
So I never set out to be an entrepreneur. I think there are some people who are like, I never want to work for somebody else. I want to make money doing my own thing. And that in and of itself, like starting off a venture in and of itself is something that's interesting, and they love that, the risk involved and the challenge and like all of that. So at my core, I want to help people. So my first degree is social work. My second is nutrition. Like we're not like going to school to then make big bucks, right? But my goal has always been to help people. And when I started on my journey with my nutrition program, there were so many things that just felt out of alignment for me, because even in going to school for dietetics, it's still very wrapped up in like the USDA, MyPlate, and it's very seeped in diet culture. And so I was in the process of getting myself out of that while also learning like the deep science of nutrition and wellness. And so for me, early on, I could tell that I wanted to serve people around nutrition and wellness in like a very specific way. And so I had this confidence in my ability to serve people, but I didn't, and so I knew that I wanted to do my own thing. But then as I stepped into it as like, oh, that means I have to run a business. And it's not just about serving the clients and meeting with clients. It's about having a business structure and dealing with finances
Marketing,
and marketing. And then as I started realizing that, especially early on, my work was going to be like 95% marketing and 5% working with clients, I kind of had a little bit of a hard time with that. And I resisted that for a long time, just the entire idea of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What did it bring up for you?
it just brought up this like frustration that like it just felt like there was no way to just do the majority of the time the thing that I feel so called to do and so good at. You know what I mean? And it was like, oh, like I don't want to work for someone else because I don't want to deal with all of the BS involved in the bureaucracy or how other people forms and things that other people want me to do and the way that I work with people. And so I'm going to do my own way, but then that also means that I have to take on this whole marketing piece. So it was just like this frustration of like, how do I get to spend the most time doing the thing that I actually love and the thing that I feel
Yeah.
really good at?
I totally get that. I've totally been there.
Yeah. And so then, you know, the whole idea that I could do this, you know, like I have this confidence, I have so many different skills that I can obviously bring to having a successful business. But then I got caught up in the idea that success meant making a certain amount of money. And really, like making enough money that I was like supporting myself. Like I could pay my bills, I could run my business and like pay myself to pay my rent and all of that for my household. And when that wasn't happening fast, I got so stopped by the evaluation and the judgment that success meant this amount of money, reaching this amount of money, and being able to serve clients more than marketing, because that was like now just happening and feeding people in. I felt so far away from where I was to like this idea of how much money I wanted to be making, that it was the mind drama was like completely stopping me from even acting
Yes, so
productively on
it
a daily
paralyzed
basis.
you. Yeah. So then, where are you at with it now? Like, what are your feelings about it now?
Well, I have done a lot of working with deconstructing my relationship with money, which has
Okay.
been a really important thing. And actually, this past weekend, I had a whole conversation with my dad about like our family history of like money and entrepreneurship, which was really helpful. So some of it is that like internal
Yeah.
digging deep about kind of what's stopping me from having this freedom and ease around money and around trusting that it's going to come.
Yes.
And some of it is these limiting stories about this fear that I'm going to end up like my parents, or that that I'm my wife has a full-time job with benefits, so that's allowing me to do this. And so like worrying about there being resentment in the relationship because of, and so some of it was like looking at these things head on, having conversations with people, finding people to help me work through some of these limiting beliefs so that I could just keep moving forward and break through what was holding me back.
That is, I just want to acknowledge like how powerful that is that you're doing that work, because that's hard work to like face a limiting belief and to acknowledge that that's something that is kind of running the show, and also to question it. Like sometimes we believe our thoughts and our we believe our limiting beliefs and we believe our fears and our doubts as if it's like the news. We're just like, oh yeah, like I there's no way I could make that happen, or like my parents never did, or whatever it is. And to like counter that and to ask questions about it and then to have the hard conversations, that's big. So right now you're in this place of really just being in conversation with it all. So what are the thoughts that are propelling you to really like acknowledge the success that is occurring?
Well, some of it has been a practice of shifting from what isn't happening to what is happening, and really, that practice of gratitude. And actually, something that you suggested when I went to one of your master, like your little one of your classes, I created a recording of my voice telling myself all
Oh,
the things
yes.
that I do believe and that are true for me and that I am and that I need to believe in order to truly step into the success that I want to have around money and my business. And so that's like having a practice in the morning of kind of setting up the way that I'm thinking and then focusing on during the day and at the end of the day, like what the progress that I've made, the really pivotal, beneficial things, the amazing breakthroughs that I'm having with clients, the, celebrating and really not like a excited yay thing, but like a really heartfelt, identifying like how these different tendrils of the energy of money and the universe that has my back and that's working on my behalf in the ways that I can't see, and noticing how those things are happening. That's been really helpful to build up more of the space of faith in the process versus like I spent X amount of time writing this Facebook post and no clients messaged me because they wanted to, you know what I mean? And like, because that's what I was doing every day. I was sort of like, I would like hyperventilate over like how much time I was spending on like a marketing thing because I was so new at it. And then the fact that like it didn't result in anything immediately. But now I have, therapists that I've never even met before that are referring clients to me because they meet with other people that have had success with me. I have, I'm working in partnership with a yoga studio to provide workshops, and them tapping into their audience and providing it through them is giving me the opportunity to do something I love, which is participate in yoga and connect with a whole community of people who are potentially interested in my services. And just by my information being at their studio and in their newsletter, I've gotten individual clients. I've had people in my workshops. And so some of it is just like finding those things that resonate with me and that I actually enjoy doing that are marketing, and then trusting the process over time, like not looking for those instant results of like, I spent time on this and now I want this out of it. It's sort of like, okay, I have to trust that that went out into the world and that something is going to come back to me and the people who need me are going to be there and continuing to come from that place of service.
Oh, I love that so much. And it's so true that like when you're in belief, it's like everything changes. You're not only just like your own thoughts about something, but it's like an energetic change. Like that's when things begin to come to you is when you're in a place of belief that like what you have matters and it's a value and you're there to serve. Versus being of the belief that like, oh, where is everybody and nobody's coming and I haven't heard from anybody, like that scarcity kind of belief. I mean, it's really interesting that when you work on that belief, even if it's not even fully like 100% believed by every cell in your body, but you're working on it, like it still can shift things. And the other thing with what you were saying made me think of, have you ever heard of the term value bank? I really like this concept. It's like a value bank is like you put a ton of value out into the world, and then there's going to be a return on it at some point, but you don't know when that's going to happen, but you never stop giving. You just keep giving and giving, and you keep filling up the bank with value. Like you keep like putting whatever you can out into the world, to your clients, to potential clients. You just keep like serving. And the more that you do that, there's going to be a return and it's going to happen, but it's only going to happen if you keep putting it out there. You keep putting that value in the bank.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And that's part of what I've done in the way that the amount that I give before anybody even signs up with me, like I provide free consultations and then I want people to kind of try something out because my approach is so different with people that oftentimes it's like you need to kind of take it up, try it on and see if this is gonna work for you or if anything starts shifting before you want to like talk about, a commitment and money and all this stuff,
Yeah.
right? And because I'm trying to change the way I don't want to market or bring people into a relationship of working with me that is anything like going on a diet.
Oh
So
my
it's sort
gosh,
of
that's
like,
so cool.
and
Yes.
so I love having these free consultations with people because people have a chance to be real and share their story, like a lot of things that maybe they struggle with all the time and are talking to everybody about, or those hidden things around their relationship with food that are this like secret, quiet struggle. They feel like they're the only person, but actually almost everybody is struggling in that way and like doesn't even realize what's at the root of it. And so then like giving them something that they can start working on and providing another chance to follow up with them on what they discover from that. And then if they're interested in having a conversation about what working with me looks like and money, like we schedule that for a whole separate time because it's so, and it's been so impactful. And it's like
Yeah.
that value bank that you're talking about, it creates more value. And like I believe in like if I'm enjoying what I'm doing and like that's part of the value bank, like it's part of the positivity that's going out into the world. And then if someone is getting something from a conversation, and so by coming to my work in that way, it's like I don't have the same attachment to like a consultation and somebody signing up because
Yes,
so
yes.
much value comes out of the consultation. I gain from it and they gain from it. That I'm like, at the end, it's sort of like, I just want to follow up with them to see what happens. Like the whole signing up with me and the money, like it's starting to not mean as much as it was before because I'm not attached to
Whoa, that's like
that.
a
I'm
total
like,
like mind blown thing,
yeah.
right? Like to drop the attachment and to just serve. Yeah, that's yeah.
I mean, it's easier said than done. And I can't tell you like the moment it shifted because I think that it was, like I said before, it's like I had to struggle and go through all of it to, and like I'm going to a somatic therapist. I had a one-on-one coach that was helping me with marketing. I have an amazing supportive partner. I have friends who keep like helping me see the history and like all the things that I've been doing and all that I have to offer. It's like I've built kind of this cloud of support around me, and I've really needed it in order to get to the
Yes.
place that I am.
So I see that as like major success. I mean, you have all the parts that you need. It seems like you're really tapping into this like really holistic approach to your business. Yeah.
And one of the pivotal things was I follow this woman who does business support for specifically non-diet coaches,
Oh, cool.
and she did a marketing week, like a week on marketing, and made the connection for us about how we were probably approaching marketing in our business like we did diet culture. And so, like, that in and of itself, like having that aha moment and being
Yes.
like, oh, dude, that's like why I'm struggling so much is because I'm getting caught in the same thought patterns
Cycles.
and the same
Yeah.
cycle. And so, realizing that and being like, oh, I know how to shift this around. I know how to
Right.
coach myself through this. I know the way that I need to connect in with myself around this and build that trust. That has made a significant difference.
Significant. And I just, it's like, I think what you're saying is that like there is no right way, and when you try all these different things and you realize what works and what doesn't, then you are creating your own approach. You're creating like just like you've created your own process of in taking clients or working with clients, like that's your own approach because that works really well for you and for your clients. Like you're creating what works. Like if so, it's like a whole. It's like the wellness. Do you say finding wellness? Is that the language that you use? Like that is like a very unique experience. Like, what does that mean to you? It's like, what does entrepreneurship mean to you? What does marketing mean to you? Like, it's really owning it for yourself. That's like really big. I want to pivot slightly and just ask, like, how are you holding, like, this is such amazing work that you're doing. Like, how do you do that in conjunction with the other work that you're doing? Like, what does that look and feel like?
So it's actually been quite a process. I've had full-time jobs while I had my, a couple clients on the side. And then I got to a place where I was like, my business is never going to grow if I don't put more time and energy into it. And so things with the pandemic happened. And a full-time job that I had during that time, kind of COVID-related issues, meant that I left that job. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this business full-time. And so I dove into it and had all of these ideas of like exactly what I was going to do. And the flow of clients didn't happen right away. So hence all of the story that I've been talking about in terms of learning things about marketing. And I got to a certain place. We got to a certain place financially in our household. And then also for me personally, where it was almost like I had too much time for my business, where I wasn't meeting with clients and I was getting kind of working myself into a tizzy with like all the things I felt like I needed to do but weren't instantly developing into anything. And so I ended up getting a job baking granola on the side. And the reason why this was great was that it was a little bit of money that we could count on. But it was something, and it was something I enjoy, cooking, baking, it's definitely something I enjoy. It was on my feet and social with other people because I had gotten to a place where I was like sitting so much in front of my computer and isolated in my little silo of like, I have to figure this out and do this and make it all happen. And so it just kind of took me out of that space, but it was exercising a completely different part of myself, not this head energy and intensity of like figuring things out. I just had to show up, follow the recipes, chat with people, move my body, produce something very specifically by the end of the day. Like we like weigh how much granola we make, and it was like, it's like very concrete. And so that, in a sense, has been this beautiful balance. So it was bringing in a little bit of money, but it was also like recognizing that I needed to create a little bit of balance because of the nature of my business. And so then I also found another personal chef job, which is much more aligned with like the way that I work with people with food. I love cooking. I love being in people's homes with them and helping them create a way of cooking that really works for them. And this job compensates me more based on my skill level. And so I'm actually at a point where I have too many clients to the amount of time that I have in my business. So I've quit my granola job so that I have
Wow.
more time for my
Congratulations, by the
business.
way.
Thank you. So this way, it was like I kind of got to this place where I was like, okay, I'm going to be able to give my notice at granola when things have like swelled enough with the client load. And that's what happened. Like I created that idea and it really has manifested. And so it's like I literally need more time in my business to see all of my clients and serve them well and be able to do workshops and marketing things in order to get my message and out there to more
Well,
people.
that's so awesome. Like, great job with that. And I want everyone listening to hear that the belief that you carried was that, like, they created balance for you. Like, that one wasn't pulling from you, one wasn't like detracting or distracting you from the other, but that they created balance and it gave you an opportunity to use your brain in a different way. So, for those of you that have multiple things going on, how can you look at it in terms of like how this creates balance? And the other thing I hear in that is that. And this works really well for me, and I know it works well for other people as well, is when you have limited time to work on something, you actually get more done and often the most important stuff done. Versus like when you said you were kind of like spinning at your computer, you were probably doing lots of random stuff and maybe like some things were mattered, some things didn't matter as much. But then when you have like an hour to do something, it's like, you know, okay, I got to do something super valuable with this hour, that something that matters. I got to like put something out there, newsletter, whatever it is. It changes the dynamic completely.
It
You got
does.
it.
It does.
Yeah.
And it kind of it I listened to your recent podcast about create before you consume. And it really resonated with me because it kind of to your point of what you're saying, it's like if you have limited time, then like if you use that time to just consume, then like you still haven't gotten anything done. And so
Yeah.
it creates more of that container to be like, this I need to use to put stuff out there. Because I was doing a lot of consuming during that time where I was like trying to do all my business. So there really, I think in the beginning, there is like a balance, you know, of like how much time is too much, where you just get kind of lost in the weeds, and then how much time is not enough because you're putting all of your energy into something that isn't your business. And like, how can you find that balance of like another job so you're not completely jumping off the cliff, but
And I love that you found work that aligned in some way.
yeah.
Like, I
I was
think that's
very
super
clear about
important
that.
too. Yeah.
I was very clear about that.
Yeah, and it supported the overall goal. So, we're just about out of time, but what is your vision at this point? Like, what is your vision going forward for your business?
My vision going forward is that I will continue to embrace marketing strategies that I enjoy and that resonate with me, and that as I continue to put myself out there in the variety of ways that I am, that enough people will know about me that I will get a consistent flow of clients, and that I'll be able to do a variety of ways of connecting with them, both one-on-one, group work, retreats, workshops, to keep things interesting and provide people a variety of ways to access my services and the work that I provide.
And you're on your way completely. So, what advice would you give to somebody who is in the same place as you, who's struggling possibly, or they're juggling a lot of the same things that you have? Like, what would you offer them?
That it really does come down to your mindset and doing, like, giving yourself the space to attend to that part and see it as part of your business work will be hugely beneficial to being able to get to a place where you're able to move forward with less struggle.
Yeah, it really is all mindset. I mean, you can do all of the things, all the actions, but you like that doesn't mean the results are guaranteed. It's like you have to have that mindset, the mindset that's going to take you there. So is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure you touch on, that you want to make sure you share with others?
Nothing is coming to mind right away.
Okay, well, I want everybody to follow you because I think that you do like what I see so much, and in the time that we've spent together today, but also just in other groups that we've been a part of, you're very thoughtful and you have like a, you're just like so heart connected to your work and to people. Like you just like love what you're doing. And there's also just this intuitive quality to you. Like you really pay close attention and you listen really deeply. So I want everyone to just work with you. And I like I love the parallels that you drew today between like the dieting culture and business. Oh, that was brilliant. And also just like what the work that you're doing around wellness and intuitive eating. Oh my gosh, it's like so needed, so important. So thank you so much for sharing all that you have today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Where can people find you?
So you can find me on my website, nourish-vitality.com. And then on Facebook, most of my content is on my personal page. So Julia Hampton, you can always message me directly, find me and friend me on Facebook. And if you do go to my website, you can go to the blog, and there is an announcement about my group program that I'm going to start in the fall. And you can sign up to just get information about it. So if it's at all interesting, then you can sign up just to get on the email list so that you can get further information about what's coming up this fall.
Awesome. Definitely go do that. Well, thank you so much. I've loved talking with you. Thank you for being
Yes,
here.
thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you.
We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.